If I hit this button, boom, the whole program's gonna start.
Okay, well, hit it.
All right.
Now, something completely different.
What's up? This is Hoppy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy, and I am currently walking around this parking lot of this kava bar I go to because my normal microphone and my equipment was acting up today. So this is quite the unique podcast. On the show right now, the internet's favorite Tom Myers is on Hoppy Hour. What's up, bro?
The internet. Oh, man. Well, listen, Ryan, thanks so much for having me on. I got to say when I was promoting this episode that you're sort of an OG fan. Like you were one of the first ones to hop on the Tom Myers bandwagon.
Well, I remember I was a fan of Mickey, Amelia, and Spiegel back on 98 Rock in Baltimore. And I was looking up like one of Mickey's videos like in 2012. And there was one of him saying how Tom Myers is like the worst comedian ever. So then I was like, who is this Tom Myers guy? So then back then you had a website. And then I messaged you on Facebook and I interviewed you like 12 years ago. And it was probably my worst interview. Not because of you, but because I hadn't began my like speech classes, so I couldn't get a word out. And then like 7 years ago, when you asked for the audio, I was like, really? You want that? But it's been a long journey, Tom.
Well, yeah. I mean, listen, things haven't changed. I still have the tractors. It's just my format's a lot larger now. We both can reach more people. I mean, we're both... As is wont to happen in these situations, we're both doing significantly better. At least it sounds like you.
Yeah.
Are,
right? Oh yeah. No, everything's great, man. I just always stay humble because, like, man, I was like on top of the world last week and feeling absolutely amazing. And my air conditioning has been off the last week at my apartment. And I live in Florida where it's 97 now, so I've been sleeping at this girl's house. I'm not trying to brag. I'm saying like. All these accomplishments are cool, but like whenever I get really cocky about an accomplishment, that's when things go to crap. And last week I was kind of on that vibe and now I don't have air conditioning and it's very hot out. So I'm always like really focused on like being in the now, if you know what I mean. Like, yeah, I've had accomplishments in radio, but I'm not at those jobs anymore. So I'm just really big on the present moment because I noticed so many people, Tom, people like live in the past online. And it's just like, you're literally wasting your final years by like talking about the 90s, man. It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen. This whole internet where everything's gone. Think about when we were talking 12 years ago, Tom, all the internet was like Gangnam Style. And now it's a bunch of like midlife crisis comedians yelling at each other. This whole world has gone to crap.
Well, as a midlife crisis comedian who likes to yell at people, I would say if you being down on your luck is sleeping at a woman's apartment when it's incredibly hot out, but you are living like a charmed life, like just hearing you mention that.
If only you felt my mental illness at all times of being bipolar, everything appears to be amazing on the front, sort of like Pete Davidson. Where Pete Davidson appears to be this guy, he gets every girl or whatever, and he's super famous. He's like incredibly messed up and has borderline personality disorder and fights through it. I have bipolar, so I've always related to Pete, where everyone's like, oh my God, I want to be Pete. Because I've had all these people like over the years ask me for advice, and I have fans, and they act like, oh, life is so amazing for Ryan Hoppy. I'm like, it is, but I have the same problems as everybody else. I'm just trying to be humble now in life, Tom. You know what I mean? Because you think about like where creativity was the past 15 years. It was everybody pounding their chest about how amazing they are. And now people's real talent is being seen throughout the years. So a lot of the people that spent 15 years pounding their chest, they're freaking out because they're like, man, I'm about to be 50. Comedy or radio didn't go the way I wanted it to go. So I want to ruin it on others. It's this like... weird internet culture, and it goes for every job. Like I'm in these like Facebook groups for like King of the Hill, American Dad, like these nerdy groups that post memes all day with the cartoons I grew up watching, and people will be arguing on there, just like freaking out with each other. And I'm like, what are you doing? Like, you're just a bunch of anonymous trolls. One's in Omaha, Nebraska. One's in Rochester, New York, and just yelling at each other. I'm like, I don't know. I just look at a lot of old footage, Tom, of stuff even from 20 years ago, like your legendary set on TV. And I just go, it's really crazy how everything's changed in 15 years.
Well, yeah. I mean, well, first off, that talk of you being with a woman is the most action I've gotten in 6 months. So,
oh wow.
So
got to get on Bumble,
thank
Tom.
Thank you for that. Yeah.
We got to get you a Bumble, Tom. Bumble and Tinder and Hinge.
Or I could just come down to Florida. Like I don't need any apps. I just need my Southwest Rewards app.
Yeah.
But touching on what you were saying earlier, I mean, I think, you know, just what you see with various comedians, I mean, you do, in order to do what we do, like comedians especially, and like radio people, maybe to a lesser extent, you have to have some kind of, you have to have something wrong with you. I've come to this conclusion.
Yes, of course.
The entertainment industry is a mental illness, and people who want to be a part of it are mentally ill.
Raised my hand, Tom.
The relatively healthy people are the ones, like, I think you and me, like, who can admit it. Yeah, like, we're incredibly, can I curse on here?
Yeah, say whatever the fuck you want, Tom.
We are incredibly fucked up people. We have our own shit to deal with, and you know, it's, you don't want to say that that's just how it is, but that is how it is. Yeah.
So, like, for me, Tom, I grew up, I loved Opie and Anthony, the T-Man show, Eddie and Jobo, Howard Stern. There was all these radio shows that I grew up listening to that wanted me to go into radio. Like, not that they wanted me, but like they influenced me to go into radio and podcasting. And there's about 20 other radio shows I like. Like, I'm a huge radio geek. But what I'm asking you, Tom, is like, did you always want to go into comedy when you were like growing up? Were there like a lot of comedians you really wanted to be? How did you get into comedy?
I mean, I never really wanted to get into stand up until like fairly, I mean, I've always been fascinated by it. Like I've always grown up with it. My family's always just enjoyed watching like humorous stuff on TV or buying albums. Like the I used to grow up when I was growing up, I used to listen to like my parents' Bill Cosby vinyls, Smothers Brothers vinyls, Tom Lehrer. I don't know if he's still around. He's kind of dropped off the face of the earth, but I used to love listening to him. And I've always been enthralled by the idea of being the center of attention. Again, touching on that mental illness thing, I believe everything I say is important and lots of people should listen to me. It's sort of where it came in. I started taking drama classes, and in high school I got into some theater stuff and gradually made the transition from doing like improvisational stuff to stand up. That was just sort of a gradual process for me because I wanted to try to do something on my own, where I have more control. Yeah. And I love it, man. I mean, it's, I'm not really doing it as much because I don't know if you can hear over the audio. I have a, come on up here. Well, I don't know if you can, well, for the audio people, well, that you follow my Facebook, you can see it. I have a aging cat who requires a lot of my attention. So I don't.
Aging really cats are the most depressing things ever. Because aging cats are the same as they become the same as like kittens because they need your help. And it's just, I'm a big cat person. So I got a vasectomy because I don't ever want kids. So my cat, Luna, who's 6 years old, going to be 7 next month. Aww. She's always kind of been like my kid because I had to save her life in 2020 because she got out of my house during like a storm and went under my house and like ate a lizard. So I had to begin a GoFundMe and my listeners got me the money or whatever. But it was the scariest thing. And
yeah,
I don't know. Like, it's crazy how attached you can get to a pet. Like last week I was hunkering down at my friend's house for the hurricane, and I brought my cat, and my cat just begins hissing at the cat's house that we're visiting. So my friend's cat's name is Chloe, and Luna, my cat, was like hissing at Chloe, and I was like, you're at somebody else's place right now. Like, this isn't our apartment, and you're making me look bad by like hissing at the cat, like as if there's something wrong with you. And then like, she was like meowing the whole night because she was afraid of the hurricane. She's like, no, no.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Over and well, over, you took, Tom, you, all night. It was like 7 hours.
You were taking her out of her environment. They are yeah. in charge. You are yes, not are. Doing what you're supposed to be doing. That is the you broke the cardinal cat sin.
Yeah, I really did. But what am I supposed to do? Have her drown at the apartment? Even though no water came to my place, but you've got to take care of her, man.
I don't know. As vicious as some of the trolls can be, like, you're a fuck that cat.
Jeb's a fuck about the trolls. Told her a bunch of recovering high school bullies that finally have this huge boner to make fun of others because they graduated high school in the 70s and 80s. So for about 25 years, there was no social media. So they have all this repressed bully energy. And now they're living out all their midlife crises online, yelling at people. And I'm not even talking about you yelling. I just see people yelling all the time. Like, guys, a bunch of maniacs. Like, it's just like a certain troll. I notice a troll is never somebody that has a public profile or of somebody that has kids that's public. It's always like a private account, and it's got like the Punisher's logo as like the profile's picture for that account. And then it's like Trump. Then it's like guns, free speech. And it's always like those dudes. And you're just like, bro, like.
Or it's like a truck or like, something. It's a pickup truck.
Because they're all imbeciles. And here's why. It's because they don't mind dishing out insults. Trolls will type out 20 things about you that are not true. But if you call out anything of their heroes or of their character, they're narcissists. So they go, no, I can only make fun of somebody. I can't be made fun of. It's a two-way street, man.
Well, it's also a lot of self-projection, I've noticed, because then people will come after me. They'll say some stuff, and then I go ahead and clap back, and then someone...
You don't clap back, Tom. You should be just hearting all the comments. I'll get the most vicious things on my YouTube. You fucking suck. You're never going to make it in radio. You're a loser. The worst shit. And I'll leave it up, and I give it a heart. And sometimes they comment underneath the YouTube comment. And they're like, why did you like the comment? And I give that a comment. Because I'm not going to waste my day thinking about something. Because like, if you look at other fan pages, like if you go on any like old Opie and Anthony or Ron and Fez YouTube page or Howard Stern, it's a bunch of trolls. It'll be like, the comment will be like, Greg Opie Hughes is overrated. And then under it is like 50 comments, and people are debating back and forth about a radio show from 11 years ago, or like people debating about like Michael Jordan versus LeBron. It's like they could have never played in the same era. People just argue all the time, Tom. Everywhere I go, everyone's arguing. And I'm like, it's really pointless, because the thing I find so dumb about debates and arguing is I don't think anyone's ever gone, oh, I'm going to vote for this person. Or, oh, you changed my mind, then I view things differently. It's all people's ego. They just want to say things all day. That's why people talk about politics the last 8 years, is they think it like makes them sound smart, but it's like, no. It's all nonsense, Tom. I'm very curious to see how this year's going to end. I mean, this has been the weirdest year ever, because it's felt like 10 years, and it's also gone by in like 2 weeks. It's really weird.
Yeah, I mean, I think COVID had a little something to do with that, because everything seemed to some people, it seemed to go by real slow. Like it did for me. It seemed to anyway. And then all of a sudden, boom, it's 2024. And yeah. it was just all of a sudden, it was something along the lines of how, like you're watching a video online, like it starts to lag, and then in the time that your video lagged, because the memory on your computer it was messed up, it just rushes to go ahead and catch up to the point where it's supposed to be. I don't know what that phenomenon's called. I'm a smart ass comedian slash podcaster. I'm a technical idiot, but that seems to be what it's felt like. And a lot of what I've noticed is some of the more unsavory elements of society seem to have megaphones, and they can go on and sort of espouse their views and opinions, and basically what you said, criticizing like Opie and Anthony and Howard Stern. Like, you're essentially, you're shitting on people who, the reason they're doing what they're doing is because they are sitting on a shit ton of money and could honestly give a rat's ass, basically.
Oh, for sure. Why would they? And this goes with any job. Like, if you think about athletes from back in the day, or anything people debate, professional athletes, actors, directors, athletes. I mean, why should they care about what we think? You know, they're living their life. That's what I've always never gotten, is when these like celebrities clap back, like Cardi B replies to a troll or whatever. I'm like, you're literally, the time you're given on earth, you're arguing with some dude who's in his living room. Like, what do you, like, they're like in the news headlines because I cover the celebrity news on my show, and it'll be like, Lizzo claps back at hater, or Chrissy Teigen claps back at hater. And it's like, well, why? You're literally giving them what they want. You're not really proving the situation wrong. I mean, I used to argue with people all the time online, and now half the time I used to post something that would get 70 comments where I would offend people. And I look at some of them from like 2-3 years ago. I was like, what was I so mad about? Like, I only post my show now. Like, I keep a really low key lifetime because, I mean, you have to. Like, when you're putting your shit online, you can make anybody make it really easy to look up info about you because you're already online.
Yeah.
So especially nowadays, and I'm being dead serious. Like, if you're doing a podcast and you start getting like a lot of listeners, and then people want to like know where you live and shit, like, you always got to like protect yourself from that. So that's why I don't really post pictures of myself anymore online. It's just because the trolls can be creepy. So.
No, but of course.
Enough,
yeah.
enough about the trolls. We've given them plenty of their time. What is your plan? What is your plan for your next like stand-up special? Like, when are we going to see Tom Myers on like Tubi?
Oh, well, I mean, I've been taking like a little bit of a break from going on the road because I don't like to be away from the aging cat for too long, especially.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Especially since he doesn't seem to remember where his litter box is some days.
Oh, that's not good.
So, no. Yeah, I don't want to come home and from doing a week on the road, say, and walk into the walk into the Grand Central Station of feline bodily matter.
Oh, so, yeah, man. No one wants that. No one wakes up and goes, I want to deal with that.
But I mean, I've been writing, but I've still been writing. I've still been performing. I've been doing these hybrid shows. Like, these are part in studio, part Zoom shows with a someone I've gotten to know over the last few years, Dat Fan. He won the first.
Oh, he's a good dude. I've heard of that guy. Standing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he runs this whole online and in-person community of comedians from Los Angeles. I do his show like once, sometimes twice a week. And it's a great supportive room where you can try out, you know, new stuff. And it's one of those rooms where like it works because he has certain rules. Because with, with Zoom comedy, during the pandemic, a lot of the times they would, like, certain comedians, if they weren't performing, they just turn their cameras off and walk away and just go away from and go away from whatever they're supposed to be doing and not pay attention to the comedian on the screen. With Dat Fan's shows, you have to be present. You have to stay the whole show. You have to keep your camera on, pay attention, not get distracted, do anything else. And out of the hundreds of comedians he has, I think, from like less than 100 who still stick around from the time, because they're committed to making the room work. The room is supportive, and the format as a result works. So as a result, I can't credit him enough for helping me, give me the boost. So I've been writing, I've been performing there. So I'm probably going to put out one more album, because I've already put out a few. And then maybe I'll just stick with because I also with the podcasting, because I also have a podcast. I have a couple other projects.
Oh, nice.
In the works that I'm doing. So it's like, you know what? I've done a lot of stuff. I've traveled. I've been to a lot of places. Have I done everything I wanted to do? No, but I've done a lot of, I've done a lot of cool stuff, and I'm pretty satisfied with the body of work that I put out.
Well, Tom, how can people find your work online?
You can find me in the street and hunt me down with your phone camera out and just yell questions at me. No. The website is tommyers.us, spelled M-Y-E-R-S. The podcast is called Tom Myers versus the rest of the world.
Yeah, it is
available on my Patreon. You can subscribe to that. You can get extended episodes, bonus clips. You can listen to the episodes ad free because, you know, I have bills to pay. And it's also available on my YouTube channel with certain video segments because it's usually an audio podcast. So certain segments I put online. So, oh, this makes sense. That kind of thing. And of course, it's available wherever you get your podcasts. I also have to shout out IPMNation.com. They stream my show every Thursday night at 10 Eastern. And Odyssey Radio, which is an online station based in where I live in Harford County, Maryland.
Nice.
And it airs Mondays at 11 Eastern. So they give me a platform to go ahead and stream on them. So that's why they're always in the credits as well. And also a special shout out to Detroit comedian AA Ron. He has an outfit, Oddly Funny Productions. He sponsors the podcast and also helps sponsor a pickup online show like I do in the vein of Dat Fan Zoom shows. I get a bunch of comedians from around the country. We perform, you know, it's one of these rooms where don't be afraid to fail. Like if you say something that like you accidentally, you know, might be kind of offensive or whatnot, it's a judgment-free zone.
Don't go.
As long as you're not being, you know, an asshole about it, obviously.
Yeah.
I try to create, I create fun vibes. At least, you know, try to.
Well, look at you, Tom. Look at you. Look at everything you've accomplished, my friend. It's been a lot of fun having you on Happy Hour, bro. This has been a blast. We definitely got to do it again.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
And like that, he's gone.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
I'll kick you in the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
Happy Hour is now over.
Happy Hour is now over.
Game.